to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Second hour of the Intel Report on this Monday, the 6th of June, folks. Covering the story here about the Al-Qaeda Bilderberg question mark connection. Now, Brzezinski, of course, as I said before the break, helped David Rockefeller found the Trilateral Commission and is also involved in accounts on foreign relations, both of which bleed over into the Bilderberg Group, all of which serve an agenda working towards world government. That's not a conspiracy theory, folks. That's a conspiracy fact. When Osama bin Laden and his Taliban became a red herring in the war on terror, they simply moved south to Pakistan, leaving American forces to seize control of Afghanistan, as well as its, by the way, its land, its oil, Caspian trade route, and opium crops, while fighting a non-existent enemy. Now, despite the fact that the phony war on terror is supposedly fought globally, neither American, Pakistani, or UN troops have gone after the Taliban forces residing in Pakistan. The reason for this is not Pakistan's duplicity, but that the terrorist group was simply a pretense to control Afghanistan, as its governing forces were perhaps not as accessible as Rick Perry has been in selling out Texas. Now, Pakistani Prime Minister Shaukat Aziz has also been accessible to the globalists. He is basically a controlled asset, after all. While he's currently under investigation in related cases of insider trading over Texas assets deals with and Al-Qaeda money laundering operations, he was Citigroup's chairman, a New York-based investment group operating in top echelon of the financial world. Now, Aziz spent approximately 30 years with the company. Citigroup, obviously well-established in the banking web, has several Bilderberger ties, including notorious former chair Walter Bigelow Wriston, who transformed Citigroup into one of the biggest conglomerates in the world and also wrote a book called The Twilight of Sovereignty back in 1992. Former Citigroup chairman and CEO John S. Reed was a Bilderberg member as well as also chairman of the New York Stock Exchange. A number of top Citigroup executives are members of the Council on Foreign Relations, including CEO Charles Prince, former President and CEO Richard A. Freytag, and Vice Chairman William R. Rhodes. I don't know if there's any relation to the Rhodes. Cecil. Now, Citigroup grew out of the National City Bank of New York, which was built by William Rockefeller, brother of John D. William's grandson, James Stillman Rockefeller, also headed the bank and worked closely with Walter B. Wriston. Prime Minister Aziz also publicized his relationship with the Carlyle Group and plans for Pakistani investment while attending the 2007 Davros meeting, according to this report. On the second day of Davros, Pakistani Prime Minister Shaukat Aziz told the group that the United States' very own Carlyle Group, which manages about $47 billion worldwide, is planning to invest several billion dollars in the Middle East. Now, Aziz's attachments to Western banking go too deep for him to have any real separation from it. On the contrary, it surely those ties launched him into the top of the Pakistani government. Now, this stuff, folks, if you take a look at this, the very same triad that they need for world government are big investment corporations, most assuredly. They need corporations, period. They need the bankers, and they need the heads of government. Take out any one of those three, and they go nowhere. Now, more on this when we get back. Folks, connecting all the dots here, telling you who's involved. We already know what the end game scenario is, but we're telling you how they're getting there. We'll be right back.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. it's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
The Prime Minister's financial advisor, Salman Shah, who is under investigation, serves as the governor of the World Bank for Pakistan, which he spoke to in 2004, 2005, 2006. He was educated in the United States and taught for many years at a number of Western institutions. He's also spoken at Credit Suisse First Boston conferences. The Bilderberg firm, which advised the TXU merger, Hasim, who's been criminally charged in the case, worked for Credit Suisse, FB. Now, former Pakistani Prime Minister Moin, and I do believe this is Qureshi, was vice president at the World Bank prior to becoming prime minister and obtained permanent residence in the United States after his term where he established the Emerging Markets Company. Investigations probing two top positions in Pakistan's finance and government have implications for the world finance community at large, particularly as the investigations relate to trading on the TXU buyout, which was nothing more than leveraging of the Texas assets by Bilderberg brokers, particularly Henry R. Kravis, founding partner of KKR, who led the TXU deal. Kravis also holds the previous record for the largest buyout, the leveraging of R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company, at approximately $26 billion in 1988, a price that came after bidding war, which was dramatized by the film Barbarians at the Gate. Texas has been realigned to shift control to globalist development throughout the region, particularly in regards to new infrastructure such as the Trans-Texas Corridor and energy conglomerates, namely TXU, all of which Texas Governor Rick Perry has personally facilitated, nursed, defended, and championed. In this view, it is fitting that Perry was invited to the 2007 Bilderberg meeting, which presidential candidate Ron Paul noted was a sure sign that he's very much involved in the international conspiracy. Perry sits in a pivotal access point for political manipulation in a state undergoing massive manipulations. Though the Texas governorship is theoretically weak as set up by the Texas Constitution, Perry has been all too ready to mandate accommodation for globalist investment and to veto any attempts to block such giveaways and defend traditional nation-state-based sovereignty. Furthermore, he has proved quite willing to hand over access and assets to global finance. Without prodding by international institutions like the IMF to leverage control, has been done throughout the Third World. Now, at this point, it is not clear if investigations of insider trading will implicate any of the players in the Texas or the Western banking network, but the TXU deal certainly links them with top Pakistani officials currently under investigation and charges for Nafiz Hasim and Mr. Rahim. Maybe this will scare the little bejeebers out of our Bilderberg buddy, Mr. Rick Perry. Hopefully it will. Pat Buchanan has weighed in on the politics of 2007. And I wished he would say, he writes this, but I don't see him saying a lot of this stuff on the air anymore. I don't know if he's protecting his contracts or what he's doing. But in black and white, he certainly is on the ball. He starts out his article the other day by saying, "I hold it that a little rebellion now and then is a good thing and as necessary in the political world as storms in the physical." So said Jefferson. It would appear to be time again for a little rebellion in the grand old party, this time against George II, meaning Georgie Bush. For President Bush has attacked his own loyalists for a lack of patriotism. "If you don't want to do what's right for America," he said of opponents of the Bush-Kennedy immigration bill, "if you want to scare the American people, what you say is the bill's an amnesty bill. That's empty political rhetoric trying to frighten our citizens." But if the 12 to 20 million illegal aliens, Pat, double those numbers, please, 24 to 40, if you've got to put that much of a span in there, illegal aliens are instantly legalized, what other term is there to describe that than amnesty? Not only are opponents not doing what's right for America, their courage is in question. People in Congress need the courage to go back to their districts and explain exactly what this bill is all about. The fundamental question is, will elected officials have the courage necessary to put a comprehensive immigration plan in place? Well, and let me stop here because I've said this the other day. We didn't get to the point where we have 30 to 40 million illegals in this country overnight. So why is there a political solution that has to happen relatively overnight? It doesn't. It absolutely does not. This needs to be examined all the way down the line. These politicians must defend themselves to the voters that put them in office. And when this thing is logically discussed, without all the hyperbole, without all the fast-tracking that they seem to be on, then it has time for people to absorb exactly what is going on. Minus the rhetoric, minus the little political slogans. I mean, it's pretty incredible what some people are saying out there. They're still trying to harangue us into the "we hate people," that we're picking on these poor Mexicans. Nobody's picking on these people. No, to my knowledge, anybody that I know doesn't hate them. We just don't want them here. And we're not saying that you can't immigrate to the United States. But we're saying to you that you're breaking the law, you're in this country right now, you are an illegal alien, not immigration or anything else, any of these other little cutesy little taglines they put on this thing. You are an illegal alien, period. And I have no problem with you immigrating to the United States. Get in line. But first, you got to go back, Jack. You got to go way back, south of the border. Stand in line like everybody else is getting into this country. For worse than a crime, Buchanan continues, this attack on his base was a blunder. The people Bush is savaging, columnists, commentators, talk show hosts, congressmen fighting his bill, have been the frontline troops in his fight to sustain funding for the war. And if there were any doubt whom Bush had in mind, his surrogate, Linda Chavez, cleared it up. This is what she said. And again, here's some of this rhetoric that is being put out by a government official. Some people just don't like Mexicans or anyone else south of the border. They think Latinos are freeloaders and welfare cheats who are too lazy to learn English. They think Latinos have too many babies and that Latino kids will dumb down our schools. They think Latinos are dirty, diseased, indolent, and more prone to criminal behavior. They think Latinos are just too different from us ever to become real Americans. All right, let me stop here and pick this thing apart. It's not that maybe some people, a few people here and there, but by and large, nobody is saying that they don't like Mexicans. Okay? First off, Ms. Chavez. They think Latinos are freeloaders and welfare cheats are too lazy to learn English. Ms. Chavez, they don't want to learn English. That's because all the communications companies told that, hey, we're going to grant these people amnesty. They've built a communications empire inside the United States. So why in the hell would they necessarily have to learn English? Because they ain't got to listen to English. They don't have to listen to English-based programming. They don't have to listen to English-based radio or television. They've got their own channels. They've got their own radio stations. You don't believe it? Tune up and down the AM dial. Half of the damn stations up there now are Latino. Are these people that really want to learn English? Well, then they leave the programming in English. Tell them to learn it. You want to find out what's going on in the country you just invaded? Learn the damn language. They think Latinos have too many babies and Latino kids will dumb down our schools. Not when we have to have teachers that are bilingual, that you have to teach half the class in Spanish and you have to teach the other half of the class in English. We should not need bilingual teachers in our classrooms in this country when during the normal course of children being reared, and I get on parents, Spanish parents all the time when they're talking to their kids in nothing but Spanish. How is that going to help the kid assimilate? Well, I already answered the question. They're not interested in assimilation. They're interested in setting up their own little empire inside the United States because they think it belongs to them in the first place. So why the hell do we have to learn English in our country? That's how they think. And I don't necessarily think that all Latinos are dirty, diseased, indolent, and more prone to criminal behavior. But let me tell you something, Ms. Chavez. If we had orderly immigration into this country and people were able to be screened, maybe we wouldn't have the drug dealers and the coyotes and every other ne'er-do-well. I'll give you a classic example. What do you think happened when we had the huge Cuban immigration from Cuba? Was this Fidel Castro offering up his best people to come to the United States? I don't think so. They were dealing with the Colombian cartels, and there was more coke flooding into Florida than water breaking on its beaches. She goes on to say, unfortunately, among this group is a fair number of Republican members of Congress, almost all influential conservative talk radio hosts, and some cable news anchors, most prominently Lou Dobbs, and a handful of public policy experts at organizations such as the Center for Immigration Studies, the Federation for American Immigration Reform, Numbers USA, in addition to fringe groups like Minuteman Project. Well, let me tell you, Ms. Chavez, Minuteman Project wasn't that fringe because they were one of the few people that were standing on the borders protecting it while you want to give it away. More on this after we come back. Stay tuned.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making your purchase.
Now, Reagan speechwriter Peggy Noonan cites other attacks by Bush surrogates on the conservative base. Quoting, Senator Lindsey Graham has said, "We're going to tell the bigots to shut up." Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff suggested opponents would prefer illegal immigrants to be killed. This is not true, folks. I have not spoken to anybody, and I know a lot of people. And I've not spoken to anybody that has suggested that these illegal aliens, not illegal immigrants, Mr. Buchanan, illegal aliens be killed. We just wanted them repatriated to their country, and we'll do this in an orderly fashion. But it's got to be that they understand that you are going to meet resistance being squatting in this country illegally, obtaining jobs, pushing other Americans out of jobs. You know, I mean, Michael Chertoff had the audacity to say that we need these illegals in this country because, you know what, we don't have enough pickers anymore. I heard a guy on C-SPAN this morning. He owned a quarry company. And he said, you know, I went through the government hoops. He said, I hired people and I got them their green cards. As soon as they were cleared, they vamoosed. They were gone. They were out looking for higher paying jobs. Mr. Chertoff, the same thing is true with the migrant pickers that used to come into this country. And then after the crops were harvested, they'd take their money and go home and lived a pretty good life for the rest of the year off the money they made here in the United States. I mean, this is how ridiculous this is getting. They're just lying, and nobody is challenging me on this stuff. Nobody. Commerce Secretary Carlos Gutierrez said those who oppose the bill want mass deportation. Former Bush speechwriter Michael Gerson said those who oppose the bill are anti-immigrant and suggested they suffer from rage and national chauvinism. What the hell is national chauvinism? Nobody hates these people. And we couldn't mass deport these people if we wanted to. How are you going to mass deport 40 million of them? But I'll tell you what will happen when it's made uncomfortable for them to get Social Security numbers, to get driver's licenses, to be hired by these companies and corporations, by the very state that I'm living in here right now. Once across the board that they realize that they don't have a green light to do whatever they want in this country, a lot of them will return home of their own volition. And it's true that we're going to have to, and I like the term, repatriate. Isn't that a nice word? Not mass deportation. No, repatriate these people back to their country in a non-aggressive, orderly manner. You know, I'm real sorry that they're going to have to be handcuffed and thrown into jail temporarily, and the ICE people are going to have to show up with their little buses and put them on the bus and send them back home. But the border has to be sealed. They've been playing politics for this for a long, long time. Where is Chavez on this issue? Where is our Homeland Security guru on this issue? Nobody wants to talk about the border not being sealed. They've got, what, 13,000 Border Patrol agents for two borders, and that's all three shifts combined? You know, all the stink about building a fence down there. A 100-mile fence, only 2 miles of the 100-mile fence has been built. No money, no real money has gone into Border Patrol agents so you can put the boots on the ground out there on the border to round these guys up and send them back across the border before they get into the country. And I'm sure that the more they hear that this immigration is going to pass in this country, you're going to see these people flooding over the borders. I was going to say cockroaches, but let's just use a kinder term, lemmings. Or it's going to look like the reindeer up in Alaska when they migrate. I mean, folks, it's just the way it is. Every time this immigration issue came up in the past, boom, at the borders, it was just incredible how many people are trying to get over into this country. Because they figured once they were here, hey, they were going to be granted amnesty. That's exactly what this is. You pay a $5,000 fine. That's retribution. That is payment back for all the money that you bled out of all the services, all the hospitals, Social Security, and you name it, welfare. That's payment? That's a penalty? No, you should pay the $5,000 before they go back. But this doesn't have to be done overnight. They're talking about, oh, it's going to be a shock to the economy of the country. We start mass deportation of these people. There's people in this country that don't want to do American jobs. Another lie. Another lie. They have displaced American workers that were trying to earn a decent wage. When you have these illegals come in, they're more than happy to do the jobs at half the rate of the person of the American they stole the job from in the first place. So it is going to continue to drive down wages in the middle class sector in this country, as if the middle class hasn't suffered enough. By watching 80% of the jobs middle-class Americans used to hold in this country before the government gave the green light for the sellout to the corporations to move their operations to foreign countries and be able to ship those goods back in using literally slave wages. There's your brand new world order for you. There's leveling the playing field for you. Damn it, we built a good standard of living in this country. We built a good country, and we plan on holding on to it. And anything that detracts or tries to destroy that infrastructure, it's got to go.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Buchanan asked the question of Peggy Noonan. You know, why would they speak so insultingly with such hostility of opponents who are concerned citizens and often, though not exclusively, concerned conservatives? Asked Noonan. Because, Peggy, deep down where they live, they don't like the right, never did, and have always sought to be seen as big media, by the big media, as progressive children of a dysfunctional and retarded family. Now, Bush's attack on the motives and character of conservatives tell us it is a Goldwater Rockefeller time again, time to split the blanket. Conservatives need to declare their independence of Bush and to repudiate Bushism as the philosophy of their movement and party. While Bush's court appointments, setting aside the Harriet Myers mess, have been superb, while his tax cuts have been Reaganite, while his stand on traditional values is courageous, beyond is a vast wasteland as far as the eye can see. His free trade zealotry has led to 5 straight record trade deficits. While America's economy is now growing at under 1%, China is booming at about 10%. His refusal to defend and secure the borders is well nigh impeachable. His compromises with Teddy Kennedy on No Child Left Behind have doubled the size of the Department of Education without any appreciable gain in test scores. His big government conservatism marks him as his father's son, not Reagan's heir. In Ward Connolly's courageous battle against reverse discrimination, the Bushes have all been on the other side. His bungled war of choice on Iraq has left us with 3,400 dead and 25,000 wounded. I would quadruple those numbers at the very minimum. Hundreds of billions, deeper in debt, and an army on the point of breaking. Relations with Europe, Russia, and the Arab and Muslim world are worse than they were when he took office. My estimation, much, much worse. His clandestine drive to merge Mexico, America, and Canada into Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, a North American Union molded on the European Union, entails the loss of sovereignty and the end of the Republic as we know it. The damage has been done to his party is beginning to rival that of Herbert Hoover. If the Clintons were doing this, would conservatives be mute? Pat Buchanan says it's time to lock and load. John in Minnesota. Hello, John.
Yeah, greetings.
Hi.
This thing is rather simple. If you want to know what's going on and look at your own future of this nation, look at Lebanon. In 20 years, what did Lebanon go from? It was advertised in the brochures for travel that Lebanon was the jewel of the Mediterranean, a must place for people to go. What happened? They allowed the Muslims to come in there and outpopulate them very rapidly. It is now a Muslim nation, and it's at war with itself all over the place. It turned it into a scrap heap. Look at the country they're coming from, Mexico. What have you got down there in Mexico? I've been all over Mexico, and that place stinketh. That's the nicest way I can say it. It is a stinkhole.
Yes, but according to Linda Chavez, we're getting the best that Mexico has to offer.
Well, okay. What did, if that's the case, then we had better get those people back down in Mexico where they can clean up that mess and turn that back into the country it used to be. It used to be quite a nation, you know.
By the way, I heard on C-SPAN, John, this morning, somebody called in from Dallas, Texas, using the words treason against the Bush administration.
It
is all of that. And why this has not been framed even by... Could you imagine if a Lou Dobbs come out and said, you know, according to what I've seen in the Constitution and the way things are done, this is high crime and misdemeanor time.
Okay, I've got a question for you. Is it not a felony to break into this country?
Well, there's some question of that. If you're caught twice, first time it's a misdemeanor, second time it's a felony. That's how
All right.
I understand it.
If you, as a senator, are trying to pass legislation to aid and abet felons, are you not violating the law?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a very easy way to cure the problem. Very, very easy. It's called jobs. If you make it very easy for an employer, for instance, in nearly every state that I know of, your Social Security number is tied to your driver's license. On your driver's license, it gives you eye color, hair color, height, weight, date of birth. So, if they make a data bank with those tied together so that any employer can call in, give this Social Security number that's being given them, and they get back that, lo and behold, this guy... that was born in 1932 is 25 years of age, they might have a problem. The point is that it's real clear, it's real easy to identify them as being using an illegal Social Security number, somebody else's Social Security number. Right away, gone. If they don't go, you give them 6 weeks. After you have installed this program, and that's merely a computer entry, nothing much more than a computer entry to allow this, then the employer has 6 weeks to check out his employees and match up the hair color, eye color, weight, height, date of birth, and if they don't match, he knows that they are illegal. And now comes the fine, which is in the books, up to $250,000 fine per employee who is here illegally. You can solve the problem with a computer entry, and it's gone.
Well,
no job, no stay.
Here's my question, John. I agree with all of what you just said, but somebody has to tell these companies here in the United States just what you just said. Somebody has to enforce the border. An order has to come from somewhere mandating that that law be followed, otherwise your proverbials are in the ringer.
Well,
that so far has not happened.
It's called malfeasance and misfeasance, is it not?
I would attribute it at least to that.
And that is an offense that can remove anyone from office, a senator, a representative, a president. They are in there at our behest, at our goodwill. If they lose our goodwill, they're out of a job. And it's time we told them, hey, guys, your job is on the line. Either do it or leave. And I have done so. I have emailed, I have faxed, I have phoned. And I am not going to give up until it's all done with. And are they going to pay attention? I don't think so. But interesting to note, the Republican National Committee had to shut down their phone banks because they were no longer economically feasible, because they have had about 98% of the contributors abandon the Republican Party.
Well, that doesn't bode well for Republican politics in this country, but it bodes well for the globalists, because quite frankly, John, they don't care anymore. They're going for the broke scenario, right now.
I understand that, but
yeah.
They also do not understand that little game that they're playing is going to blow up in their face.
Well, I've heard that a lot of people are involved in this immigration free pass, that they're not going to be voted into office next term. And yeah, the blowback is going to be severe at the ballot box. Well, that's only after the damage has been done. You know, that to me is one of the most ridiculous things that I've heard.
It's a little too late.
It's a little bit too late for that.
The problem is, they keep bringing in this cheap labor, and what do? They pay them slave wages. For instance, at the packing company down here, the cutters were running around $18 plus a full benefits package. Not so with the new immigrants, quotation marks, in that place. They're down to $7 and some odd cents. No benefits. So.
Works for me.
That's what it's all about. It's slave labor. If you want to stack three, four, five families in a one-bedroom or in a one-story house, which they did down here just south of me, in a town south of me, where they had thrown plywood up in the attic rafters. They were sleeping up in the attic. They were sleeping down in the basement. I have no idea how they've had that many people stacked in that house, but there was consistently seven cars in the driveways and parked on the lawn because they ran out of driveway. And if you want to live like that, that's exactly what it's going to happen to the rest of the American people. Our standard of living will be that of Lebanon or Mexico.
But here's the irony to the point you just made, John. To them, it's like staying in the Hilton. Being in this country, even though they're packed like rats in the rafters, it's still like being in Disneyland, being in this country, because they do have opportunity that they did not have in Mexico. And that's part of the problem with this big push of all these people wanting to come here. And you know, I'm real sorry that Mexico is in such a sad state of affairs.
Well, they've got four generations of communism in Mexico. And they tell us, Many of the Mexicans tell us how wonderful communism is. Excuse me? Living like that is a wonderful asset? Then why are you running up here? Stay in your wonderful communist slave state. And that's the point of it. It is to bring in slaves and make slaves of all of the rest. Those that will not be made slaves, we have a solution for them. And that's the problem with the satanic New World Order. And I don't call it the New World Order. I call it what it is. The people that are at the top of that pyramid are Satan worshipers. Therefore, the organization they have and what they're building is a satanic New World Order. If you want to live under Satan, be my guest, but I'm leaving. I'm going home. Yeah, catch you later, John.
Thank you, John. Appreciate your call. Ron Paul, and again, folks, I'll direct you to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and we have Ron Paul passouts, okay? All you got to do is download these. Some of these are in PDF format. Some of them will download right into a printer. Get out your little memory stick. Download these onto a memory stick. Take them into your printing place. Have them downloaded on your computer and start printing these things out. The issues, he's got a two-pager here. Ron Paul, Issues 2008, Hope for America, Be Part of It. He talks about debt and taxes. Working Americans like lower taxes, so do I. Lower taxes benefit all of us, creating jobs and allowing us to make more decisions for ourselves about our lives. Whether a tax cut reduces a single mother's payroll taxes by $40 a month or allows a business owner to save thousands in capital gain taxes and hire more employees, that tax cut is a good thing. Lower taxes allow more spending, saving, and investment, which helps the economy. That means all of us. Real conservatives have always supported low taxes and low spending. But today, too many politicians and lobbyists are spending America into ruin. We are $9 trillion in debt as a nation. Our mounting government debt endangers the financial future of our children and our grandchildren. If we don't cut spending now, higher taxes and economic disaster will be in their future and yours. In addition, the Federal Reserve, our central bank, fosters runaway debt by increasing the money supply, making each dollar in your pocket worth less. The Fed is a private bank run by unelected officials who are not required to be open or accountable to we the people. Worse, our economy and our very independence as a nation is increasingly in the hands of foreign governments such as China and Saudi Arabia, because their central banks also finance our runaway spending. We cannot continue to allow private banks, wasteful agencies, lobbyists, corporations on welfare, and governments collecting foreign aid to dictate the size of our ballooning budget. We need a new method to prioritize our spending. It's called the Constitution of the United States. On the issue of American independence and sovereignty, so-called free trade deals and world governmental organizations like the International Criminal Court, NAFTA, GATT, World Trade Organization, and CAFTA are a threat to our independence as a nation. They transfer power from our government to unelected foreign elites. The ICC wants to try our soldiers as war criminals. Both the World Trade Organization and CAFTA could force Americans to get a doctor's prescription to take herbs and vitamins. Alternative treatments could be banned. The World Trade Organization has forced Congress to change our laws, yet we still face trade wars. Today, France is threatening to have U.S. goods taxed throughout Europe. If anything, the World Trade Organization trades relations worse by giving foreign competitors a new way to attack U.S. jobs. NAFTA's superhighway is just another part of the plan to erase the borders between the U.S. and Mexico, called the North American Union. This spawn of powerful special interest would create a single nation out of Canada, the U.S., and Mexico, with a new unelected bureaucracy and money system. Forget about controlling immigration under this scheme. And a free America with limited constitutional government would be gone forever. Let's not forget the U.N. It wants to impose a direct tax on us. I successfully fought this move in Congress last year, but if we are going to stop ongoing attempts of this world government body to tax us, we will need leadership from the White House. We must withdraw from any organizations and trade deals that infringe upon the freedom and independence of the United States of America. On the issue of war and foreign policy, the war in Iraq was sold to us with false information. The area is more dangerous now than when we entered it. We destroyed a regime hated by our direct enemies, the jihadists, and created thousands of new recruits for them. This war has cost more than 3,000 American lives, thousands of seriously injured, wounded, and hundreds of billions of dollars. We must have new leadership in the White House to ensure this never happens again. Both Jefferson and Washington warned us about entangling ourselves in affairs of other nations. Today, we have troops in 130 countries. We are spread so thin that we have too few troops defending America. And now, there are new calls for the draft of our young men and women. We can continue to fund and fight no-win police actions around the globe, or we can refocus on securing America and bring the troops home. No war should ever be fought without a declaration of war voted on by Congress, as required by the Constitution. Under no circumstances should we allow the U.S. again go to war as a result of a resolution that comes from unelected foreign body such as the United Nations. Too often we give foreign aid and intervene on behalf of governments that are despised. Then we become despised. Too often we have supported those who turn on us, like the Kosovars who aid Islamic terrorists and the Afghan jihadists themselves and their friend Osama bin Laden. We armed and trained them, and now we're paying the price. At the same time, we must not isolate ourselves. The generosity of the American people have felt around the globe. Many have thanked God for it in many languages. Let us have a strong America conducting open trade, travel, communications, and diplomacy with other nations. On the issue of border security and immigration reform, the talk must stop. We must secure our borders now. A nation without secure borders is no nation at all. It makes no sense to fight terrorists abroad when our own front door is left unlocked. And this is his six-point plan. Physically secure our borders and coastlines. We must do whatever it takes to control entry into our country before we undertake complicated immigration reform proposals. Enforce visa rules. Immigration officials must track visa holders and deport anyone who overstays their visa or otherwise violates U.S. law. This is especially important when we recall that the number of 9/11 terrorists had expired visas. No amnesty. Estimates suggested that 10 to 20 million people are in our country illegally. That's a lot of people to reward for breaking our laws. No welfare for illegal aliens. Americans have welcomed immigrants who seek opportunity, work hard, and play by the rules. But taxpayers should not pay for illegal immigrants who use hospitals, clinics, schools, roads, and social services. End birthright citizenship. As long as illegal immigrants know their children born here will be citizens, the incentive to enter the U.S. illegally will remain strong. Pass true immigration. And that goes up against what Chavez said. Yeah, they just have too many babies. Well, they're spitting the puppies out because they know once they drop them on American soil, the parents aren't going anywhere because then they become the ward of the state. Pass true immigration reform. The current system is incoherent and unfair, but current reform proposals would allow up to 60 million more immigrants into our country. According to the Heritage Foundation, this is insanity. Legal immigrants from all countries should face the same rules and waiting periods. On the issue of privacy and personal liberty, the biggest threat to your privacy is the government. We must drastically limit the ability of government to collect and store data regarding citizens' personal matters. We must stop the move toward a national ID card system. All states are preparing to issue new driver's licenses embedded with standard identifier data, a national ID. A national ID with new tracking technologies means we're heading into an Orwellian world of no privacy. I voted against the Real ID Act in March of 2005. To date, the privacy focus has been identity theft. It was Congress that created this danger by mandating use of the standard identifier, currently your Social Security number, in the private sector. For example, banks use Social Security numbers as customer account identifiers because the government requires it. We must also protect medical privacy. Right now, you're vulnerable. Under so-called medical privacy protection rules, insurance companies and other entities have access to your personal medical information. Financial privacy? Right now, depositing $10,000 in your local bank will generate a suspicious activity report to the federal government. And then there's the so-called Patriot Act. As originally proposed, expanded the federal government's ability to use wiretaps without judicial oversight, allowed nationwide search warrants nonspecific to any given location, nor subject to any local judicial oversight, made it far easier for the government to monitor private internet usage, authorize sneak and peek warrants, enabling federal authorities to search a person's home, office, or personal property without that person's knowledge, and required libraries and bookstores to turn over records of books read by their patrons. Today, the threat to your liberty and privacy is very real. We need leadership at the top that will prevent Washington from centralizing power and private data about our lives. I have fought this fight for many years. I sponsored a bill to overturn the Patriot Act and have won some victories. Property rights and eminent domain. We must stop special interests from violating property rights and literally driving families from their homes, farms, and ranches. Our country's founders would roll over in their graves if they saw the taking clause in the Fifth Amendment used to justify booting people out of their homes for the profit of private developers and tax-hungry local governments. The Supreme Court's Kelo decision said government power could be used to condemn private homes and churches to benefit a huge pharmaceutical corporation and large property developers. Today we face a new threat of worldwide eminent domain actions as a result of powerful interests who want to build a NAFTA superhighway through the United States from Mexico to Canada. We also face another danger in regulatory takings. Through excess regulation, governments deprive property owners of significant value and use of their properties, all without paying just compensation. Property rights are the foundations of all rights in a free society. Without the right to own a printing press, for example, freedom of the press becomes meaningless. The next president must get federal agencies out of these schemes to deny property owners their constitutional rights to life, liberty, and property. Notice he did not use the term happiness, because Ron Paul knows better. That, ladies and gentlemen, I just read you is a two-pager that's available on republicbroadcasting.org. So go to your bowling alleys when you go out Friday night with the wife and the kiddies or whenever on Saturday afternoon. Start talking to parents. Start handing out the leaflets to them. Get people involved. Again, the time is now. Don't wait for another month to see which way the political winds are going to blow. Because I'm going to tell you one thing right now. If this guy does not make the presidency in 2008, or at least along the way, many more people get reacquainted with their form of government. That's right. It's a republic, not a democracy. You can kiss this whole shebang goodbye. And if you really like the thought of having to fall out in the streets armed to protect your property and your children, and you're not willing to pick up a flyer and go talk to a friend or a neighbor, are you really going to be out there in defense of this country when it comes to that point? I don't think so. You'll be hiding under your beds, in your bedrooms, quaking in your boots, hoping you don't get the knock at the door in the middle of the night. That's where you're going to be at, psychologically and literally physically inside this country.